Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a section on Reddit called Ask Women, and someone asked them to name the weirdest places a guy's ever taken them on a date. Have you guys ever gone to somewhere weird for a date?
Sure, but I mean nothing definable.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I'm taking a girl fishing at midnight on a river or a lake.
Nice.
You did?
It was her idea.
Okay.
She's like, you fish all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get the fish while they're sleeping.
Well, we kind of got tipsy, and she's like, you want to go fishing? Because that was my thing with my buddies. We'd go fishing at midnight.
All right.
Because you could buy a 12-pack at a 7-Eleven and go down the lake or the river and just hang out and didn't have to go home. So.
Yeah, I think if a guy asked that, though, that'd be kind of creepy.
Because she would think, I am not coming back.
Correct.
Well, while we're on the subject.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The 10 weirdest places men have taken women on dates. I once tried to take a date to Pound Town where I lived in Chicago. I got my face slapped for that. For the record, the town of Pound is in Marionette County, Wisconsin. I thought it would be fun. Apparently, she didn't like to have fun. Dodge that bullet.
I doubt he did. Will you marry me?
Oh, come on. So these... It was rude, VD. So these are the weirdest places that guys have taken women on a date. At number 10, a guy took a woman to a strip club the first time they went out. And then tried to get strippers' numbers. Wow.
Okay.
You know what? At least
I didn't get a stripper's number. I've done that.
Ah, did you talk with her beforehand about it?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. As long as we're all open.
Even though she said no, Ted went anyway.
I showed up there because my date was working there.
Women go to strip clubs too.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9. A man took a woman to an empty shipping container in the middle of nowhere for their first date. He said he wanted to buy it for her and turn it into a house.
Oh, man. Wow. You know what? That's a little bit early for that crap.
First date?
Do you think, Miles? Do you think that's a little early?
But I will say there's something kind of cool about those container homes.
This will be your home.
Right. But I mean, we're not fixing it up.
I like that there's no windows.
A man suggested Dave and Buster's for a first date, which is fine, except his date that said that she'd rather do something else. He agreed, picked her up, and took her to Dave and Buster's anyway.
Took her to Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow, that's not going to score you a lot of points. It's like, you got to listen.
Well, and you also got to do the games to score points, Ted. That's kind of how Dave and Buster's works. I'm with you. Yeah, she'll live through that first date. You ain't going to hear back from her again.
There's no chance.
No.
Actually, you know what? I hate pizza. Well, good.
We're going to Pizza Hut.
Yeah, we're going to get an all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Right. It's like, right, like that relationship's never going to work. That guy probably doesn't have a lot.
Sounds like you're hungry. Number 7, women are naming the weirdest places guys have taken them on a date. Number 7, a woman was expecting to go to lunch. Instead, the guy took her to a gun range with 3 of his buddies.
That's not a date.
Yeah, it's not a date.
No, it is not.
I'm hanging out with my buddies. I'm just dragging you
right
along.
Incorporating into the friend group is part of the process of dating, but first date? Nah. Let's not do that. A man offered to show a girl his, quote, hidden spot in the city, where he goes to think and write songs.
No. Don't drop your art.
It was a filthy underpass, it says. This is where he goes to think and write songs. Because he's so deep.
Okay.
And mysterious.
Do it on your own time.
Right.
The thing about a secret spot is you're not, whatever your reason for it, don't care. No judgment. But you don't bring people to it.
This is where I show my sensitivity.
This is where I think. Under a bridge.
I want to write a song about you. She's dead now.
Hold on. Let me just get my guitar and just stare at you for a minute. I need inspiration.
Ooh, there it is. Ooh, I think I got it now, yeah.
This one's called Pants Get Shorter.
Number 5, a man was supposed to take a woman bowling for their first date. Instead, he took her to his mom's house to help decorate his mom's bedroom.
Oh, my God.
What? That is so bad. I the only thing I can assume is that you're like 18 or 19.
Yeah.
Even
no, it's still bad. I'm just saying, I can't imagine like a real adult. I'm assuming
he had every intention of actually going on a date, but mom said, "You said you were gonna help me decorate my room," and dad didn't come back to it. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's crazy.
Damn, man. I thought I didn't have game.
I mean, outside of helping like somebody in your family move, maybe it's just my family. I feel like you could always blow off stuff for a sporting event or a date.
Right.
Yes.
Right. These are the weirdest places guys have taken women on a date. A man picked up a woman for dinner after she chose the restaurant. Then he drove the wrong direction for 30 minutes before she said anything. Turned out he didn't know where the place was, but didn't want to admit it.
I know where I'm going.
I know where it is, damn it.
I like to drive through the scary neighborhoods. Lock the door, keep the window up.
Some creep took a woman to an adult bookstore and tried to get her to watch a movie with him in their gross theater room. That's nasty.
On date one?
Right.
At least wait till date two.
Hey, baby, let's go watch a movie. Hang on.
It's called The Stroke. It's not about a medical condition.
It's a Billy Squire movie.
Nothing to do with blood clots, you know what I'm saying?
Number two, a man drove a woman to a Taco Bell parking lot and they watched the animated movie Sausage Party on his phone.
Oh my God.
Sausage Party was not
Sausage
a bad
Party's
movie.
It's a pretty good movie.
It's a pretty good movie, but I don't know if I'd watch it there.
No, that's all. For a date, that's a terrible movie.
In a Taco Bell parking lot.
I mean, you're trying to get the person in the mood.
And yet it all fits, like Taco Bell, Sausage Party, that all kind of fits in the same realm, in my opinion.
Jesus Christ.
All you need is just a fat joint, and then you've got the perfect night.
I hope he at least had the joint.
Oh my God. And then the number one weirdest place that a man has taken a woman on a date. 2 weeks into dating, a man took a girl to his grandfather's funeral and introduced her as his special friend.
Oh wow.
Want to come to my grandpa's funeral?
That is awful.
I need a date. My grandpa, I told him all I had a special friend.
Mm-hmm. Special.
I'm going to show you off at the family funeral.
Yeah. Grandpa was still alive. He'd like you.
A man.
I can't even imagine going to a funeral, period, for somebody I've never met. Much less, like,
a date.
On it. Yeah.
Right. And 2 weeks
awful.
In.
Awful.
Okay, we're out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.